describing RSMEs. In this ecstasy of mine, God had neither form, color, odor, nor taste. Moreover, that the feeling of his presence was accompanied with no determinate localization. It was rather as if my personality had been transformed by the presence of a spiritual spirit. But the more I seek words to express this intimate intercourse, the more I feel the impossibility of describing the thing by any of our usual images. At bottom, the expression most apt to render what I felt is this: God was present, though invisible. He fell under no one of my senses, yet my consciousness perceived him. Account of Mystical Experience Given to Psychologist William James, 1902. The cause of all things is neither soul nor intellect, nor has it imagination, opinion, or reason, or intelligence, nor is it reason or intelligence, nor is it spoken or thought. It is neither science nor truth. It is not even royalty or winsome, not one, not unity, not divinity or goodness, nor even spirit as we know it. Dionysus the Areopagite, 1st century CE. Mystics famously cannot find words to explain what they experience. Perhaps we should expect that. If everyone you know is colorblind, how will you explain red? No doubt you will say what red stands for: dramatic, love, violent, stop, sexy, animal life, dangerous, tempting, death, and such. Your hearers, of course, object that your explanation is both vague and contradictory. They hint that perhaps you only imagine that you see red. Psychologists can easily account for your behavior. You allow yourself feelings that you do not otherwise acknowledge, let alone express, by persuading yourself that you see this non-existent color. Naturally, you will soon become very frustrated. If only your hearers could just see red, even for a few moments, the apparent contradictions of your language would evaporate. They would clearly understand how a part of the color spectrum can evoke contradictory feelings while remaining a specific property in its own right. Meanwhile, no verbal explanation suffices. All sources agree that mystics face this problem to an acute degree when describing mystical consciousness. But as Underhill cautions, many mystics are articulate and therefore quite happy to try to explain. Indeed, their explanations can become part of the problem.